tweet at Radio Ray RTE. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, when Oh My God, What a Complete Aisling came to an end with the fifth book, Aisling Ever After, last year, fans of the iconic country heroine were bereft to have to say goodbye to the character they came to know and love. And of course, we have all been waiting to see what author Sarah Breen and Eimear MacLeod would produce next. Well, wonder no more, people, because they had a very exciting announcement this morning, and they are dipping back into the Aisling universe to bring us weekly instalments in the Ballygabard project on Substack. Ladies, good afternoon.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I think it was about 4 seconds after you posted on Twitter that you got a call from the Ray Darcy Show about the announcement. So, Eimear, maybe tell us about the... Is it Ballygabard? Am I saying that right? Or Ballygobard?
We say Ballygabard because the joke has always been Aisling's from BGB, which is also Ballygo backwards.
Yes.
So that's why we call it Ballygabard. But, I suppose when the last Aisling book came out, which was, I think, the end of August, early September last year, the day after our book launch, Sarah, I think, texted me, or maybe I was in her house, and she said, what have we done? Like, why have we brought this to an end? It was both us feeling a little bereft that it felt like it was over, and then so many people saying, how is this the last book? What am I going to do without Aisling?
Yeah.
So we started to kind of formulate in our heads, like, is there something else we could do that's a bit different, for us and different for the reader. So we came up with the idea of going to Substack, which, for anyone who doesn't know, is kind of a weekly newsletter. Most people, I think, get it as an email into their email boxes, and you can subscribe and then you get kind of weekly content or whatever the person is putting out.
And the great thing about that, the Substack, is that it kind of is a hark back to where Aisling all began for you, because it started as a Facebook page, right, which was interactive for people back then.
The Facebook page in its heyday had around 40,000 followers. And we came up with the idea of Aisling when we were in college, and it became an in-joke with all of our friends. And then Eimear created a Facebook page, and it grew very, very slowly. And it was us initially posting the content, and then every once in a while, like, one of our friends would join. And then it was about 6 months before somebody joined, and we could not trace them back to us or one of our friends. And it grew very organically, and people were sharing content on there. And it was like a good 10 years later on when we got the opportunity to put Aisling on paper. And then we regained, because once the group got very, very big, the kind of concept of Aisling got a bit skewed, and people thought she was very conservative and very this and very that. So when we got our book deal, it kind of allowed us to take back ownership of the original Aisling. So putting her on Substack now, which is a sort of semi-interactive platform, does feel very much like we've gone full circle.
It does. I mean, and will it be a weekly installment? Is that the plan?
Yeah, so it's a work of fiction. So it's kind of like a book, but what we'll be sending out every week will be not exactly chapters, but installments of the story. So it will be an ongoing fiction, work of fiction, but we're hoping that every week will be like a little nugget in itself as well. So you're following along the story like you would with a book, but you're kind of getting the satisfaction of following along like you might a TV show or something. So we've been working for about 6 months on the story. We're actually working with our editor, Catherine Goff, who we worked with initially in Gill Books with the first few Aisling books. She's freelance now, so she has been working with us on the story. And, you know, we've got the illustrator, Lauren O'Neill, who drew the Aisling on the front of the books, and she's done our kind of branding and our Ballygabard project, you know, logo. So it all feels very much still in the world, and the story itself is in Aisling's world. It's just not told from Aisling's point of view. So she's still in the story, but we're also hearing from, you know, Magella and Pablo and Mammy and different characters that people have grown to love. Really.
Is John there as well?
John is there as well.
Love it. So it's the whole gang. It's the whole gang. Okay, so it's not a continuation of Aisling's story. It's kind of the town that she's in and the people and all the characters that we've gotten to know and love as well.
Yeah, I mean, when we finished the book series, which came out last September, and actually the paperback of the final book, Aisling Ever After, came out last week, which is the kind of newer, smaller, cheaper one. So when we finished Aisling's story, that was it. I mean, we drew a line under it. This is a separate project, but it's kind of going parallel to, you know, so it's not like a sequel. It's not a continuation of Aisling's story, but it's just happening in the universe. And our favourite, I think, characters to write are the people in Balgobard. Emer's from rural Kildare, I'm from rural Carlow. So, you know, those people, there's just rich seams of comedy in those local characters. So we've been having a lot of fun sort of delving deeper into those people and hearing their backstories. But then we have all the faves as well.
Mm. I have to, you didn't last long without her, to be honest.
Well, truly, we're never really without her. Like, she's always with us, you know.
Yeah.
Whenever we're together, like, people do come up to us and say, oh, I just want to say I love the books. And we're always kind of thinking about her. And she's been with us for so long. Like Sarah said, we were in our 20s when we first came up with Aisling.
God, okay.
Now we're a good bit older than that.
Yeah, you don't name numbers.
No. And she's still very much in our lives. And like, there is a tiny bit of me that was like, oh, we made a song and dance about we were saying goodbye to Aisling and now we're back. But it does feel, it feels like people were kind of asking, they were like, what am I going to do without her? So it feels like we're kind of answering that question, kind of scratching an itch for ourselves in that we did want to write about the other characters. And, you know, we want to keep writing together, we want to keep working together, and this kind of is ticking all of those boxes.
Yeah, and great to be able to do it. And as you said, there is a real appetite for it. And how have you found the difference going from the sort of the book genre back to that sort of interactive weekly? How does it work, you know, collaboratively between the two of you?
I mean, it is very different, but it's also, there's a lot of benefits to being on a platform where you put out an installment and then it can be, the reader can give you feedback on it.
Mm.
So, I mean, there's when you write a book, you put it out into the world and that's it. And, you know, things can happen in the meantime that don't really kind of make sense in your book, like say a pandemic might happen or something and your book comes out and doesn't reference that at all. So, like, there's a lot of benefits to being on a platform like Substack. We can get feedback from readers and then we can either take that feedback or lean further into different subplots. It can be more current. You know, we've even had like loads of different ideas that like we can let people do sort of choose your own adventure. Maybe they can suggest what happens in various subplots.
Brilliant.
So it's really exciting in that sense.
So when you say Substacks, right, just give us an overview of how that worked for people who maybe don't get it. Like what, first of all, will people expect in their inboxes when they subscribe to the Ballygobard project?
So Substack is a website. So there's like, I think it's substack.com. But what people do is they subscribe to the certain creators they want to on Substack. So you go on to the Ballygobard project on Substack and you subscribe. And almost all Substacks have different tiers. So you can subscribe for free and you get a certain small amount of content. You can subscribe for us, it's €5 a month. And then you get 4 weekly installments plus an extra kind of behind the scenes from Emer and Sarah rather than from Ballygobard.
Mm-hmm.
So we've all this archive stuff. We'd love to do photo essays, you know, how certain storylines came about, all that kind of stuff. So we're excited to do that as well. And then we have kind of a founding member if someone wants to, or you can sign up for a year, sorry, and then you can do a founding member. So whenever anyone subscribes, depending on which tier they pick on Substack, then they get their allocated number of emails. So if they pay for the weekly installment, they get a weekly email. So that's kind of how it works.
And how was it, I mean, when the two of you sat down and said, let's go this route? Because jumping into a different, I suppose, platform like this, was it nerve-wracking? Were you kind of, you know, as you said, you'd said goodbye to Aisling, but now this has opened up a whole new possibly audience for you. Not that there's very many people left who don't know who Aisling is, but you know what I mean? Was it a bit nerve-wracking?
The thing is, writing the stories is what we find easy and what we're good at. The hardest part, hand on heart, was we had to open a joint business bank account. And that is honestly why it's taken us 6 months to get this project off the ground, because we could write Aisling stories all day long. Don't make us go into the bank.
I love it. And come here, you might be allergic to this question, but as we are talking about the Aisling universe, we have to ask, what's happening with the filmed version of it? Because there was a lot of talk about that.
So it actually started out as a film version, God, I don't know, maybe 5 years ago now. And then in the intervening time, it actually switched into a TV show. So we've been working with Element Pictures, people probably know best from The Favourite and from Normal People. And they've basically given us a master's in screenwriting since we started working with them. But we've been working with them on developing a TV show. And these things just take a long time. Like, you'll often hear about development hell, and now we kind of understand what that is.
Mm.
Trends change, what the broadcasters want change. The last we heard was Element had it with somebody in Netflix. So that doesn't mean Netflix is definitely going to make it,
okay,
but it means that, you know, they have our pilot that we worked very hard on, and they'll read it and go, oh, yeah, is this something we'd like to make? So it's still very much up in the air. You know, it might never get there. It might never get over the line, but we hope it does.
And who, like, give us your thoughts on casting?
Ooh, I mean, this changes. It's been in the works for so long, it's changed, like, I mean, different times. Certain people that were on our shortlist for casting, like, 5 years ago have gone on to be nominated for Oscars. I think, like, we love the idea of finding someone really unknown, like, someone really talented, unknown, maybe somebody, an actress who works in theatre, and for her to become, like, the iconic Aisling and really make the role her own, and then, you know, be shot into superstardom, much like Nicola Coughlan. And then maybe, like, an A-list supporting cast would be nice.
Oh, like, yeah, you could have Paul Mescal in there. Paul Mescal is
we
John.
We would definitely, like, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Paul Mescal is John. John walks so funnels from normal people could run.
Sarah Breen and Eimear MacLeish, it's so lovely chatting to you today. And to subscribe, you get to subscribe, all you do is check out the ballygobackwardproject.substack.com for a continuation of the Aisling universe. Thanks a million for chatting to us today, ladies, and best of luck with everything.
Thanks, Catherine.
Thank you.
Bye.